Hi, everyone. Welcome to Casinos USA Podcast. And it's already December. Oh, my goodness. It's our 123rd podcast, publishing first on Thursday, December 2nd. This episode is called Maryland Live, New Again. Hey, we welcome our new listeners and those of you we refer to as old faithful. Thanks for tuning in again. And we have our digital audience back from Thanksgiving as well. But as almost everyone knows, the day after Thanksgiving is a Friday, and it's referred to as Black Friday because so many retail outlets need to have a successful day that day to be in the black for the year. And so Black Friday found us just a few miles from Arundel Mills Mall in Maryland. And suddenly, on the expressway, the traffic was stopped. And I invited Janie, my partner, my wife, to discuss it with me because she was right beside me.
Hi, everyone. It's Jane. And yes, he's right. And I can't imagine we found ourselves there in that spot on Black Friday because I am not a person that goes out to do Black Friday bargains. And I'm not one that likes a big crowd, but anyway, I was just curious. We hadn't been to Maryland Live for several years, and I wanted to go back. I wanted to see if they still had that interlock system with table games and if how their sports books were coming. So I was very curious. They have built a hotel since we've been there last, so I just wanted to get a view of everything, even knowing it was Black Friday and was going to be hard. But fortunately, it's very well marked when you get off the expressway. And so, of course, we just follow the traffic. But also, when you get to the Arundel Mills Mall and the casino, it's very well marked as to which lane you should stay in and where to go. I knew that there was a parking garage that went with the casino. And it was signage there to let us know that the valet was closed and the second floor of the garage was closed, which didn't surprise me. But the other floors were open, and there was a board there telling you how many spaces were available on each floor, which I found amazing.
Well, it was a digital board, so
yes,
it kind of kept track one by one.
It did. It kept track because when we left, part of our floor was then filled. We were on the third floor. But the garage is very well marked. All the walls are marked as to where you've parked, 3D, 3C, 3B. And by chance, someone just pulled out. We pulled in, and we were one row away from the elevator. So we got on the elevator, went down. And when you get off the elevators, if you make a right, you go right to the hotel. I did glance in. I wanted to go in and explore the lobby, but I didn't get a chance because of the crowd and because of the time constraints with all. We didn't go in there, but it looks very, very nice, very upscale.
So I think what you're saying is we'll be staying at that hotel soon, huh?
Well, I wouldn't mind. Everything's right there. We did find our way. Well, actually, we ran into two ambassadors, casino ambassadors, who were there walking around to help people who didn't have their cards with them or needed new cards. Player cards. They could take care of you. As long as you had already had a card, they were able to take care of you. They had the machinery and all at different locations to do it, and it was much faster that way. The coach had his card, but I didn't have mine.
Actually, I had my player's card from the Live Casino in Westmoreland County here in Pennsylvania, so it's the same card, which was kind of cool to know.
Right, it's the same family that owns the two casinos. So what I did find about the sports book is that they have the space designated for it, which is a very large space. They have TV screens up. Right now you can order food there, sit there and eat it. They have tables, they have booths. I'm sure that's going to change into some gaming chairs when it does open, and no one can give me the date. They don't know the date yet that they're going to be officially allowed to open.
this sports betting is, you know, going across the country, but everybody must remember it's state by state. You know, so if you live in a state that doesn't have legalized sports betting, it doesn't matter what company you're associated with in terms of your sports app, you can't bet in that state. So there's so many people just waiting for their state to legalize gambling, and it's been approved in Maryland, but for some reason, the start date has not been announced, and the casinos don't even know when it is.
No, they don't. I tried my hardest to get an answer about that. It is going to be run by FanDuel, which is a really big operation. It looks like it's going to be very comfortable there. There are some machines set up where you can place bets. Not now you can, of course, they're not operational, but you don't have to be in the sports book to do that, but you can do it elsewhere.
Well, here's the story that I just can't wait to tell you. There's technology in the new cars that we buy, and sometimes it takes a while to get used to it, to understand it, and there's technology in the casinos. This lingo is a little bit different. They now have electronic games, and the technology term that they use is that are dealer-assisted. And I'm talking about a live blackjack dealer, and the blackjack dealer, you're placing your bets on a computer screen. There's roulette the same way, and there's craps the same way. Electronic table game dealer-assisted, you know, basically means you're not going against a computer chip. It's the actual game. You're just placing your bets on a computer screen, and there's no chips involved. It's more like a slot machine kind of thing. You're going to get points, and you're going to get your payment right there, and then you're going to just print out your ticket if you're lucky enough to win, you know, when you're done. But there were people that were confused by this, and I certainly agreed that it wasn't very clear. And here's what I'm talking about. I was playing right beside a craps table. And that craps table, I could see that that was my craps table. There were dice that were rolled, and, you know, the number would appear on the screen. And I was actually started playing from the don'ts and then crossed over to the pass line later on, played over an hour, walked away with $23.50 profit. But while I was getting near the end, I was wanting to cash out, and all of a sudden the whole system around our area was locked up because a man two spaces down from me, I'm talking like 4 yards, he was playing roulette, and there was a roulette dealer right in front of me as well. And here's the story. From where I was seated, I couldn't see the craps dice. I saw the man throwing dice, but I could see the roulette wheel. I mean, it was so close to me, and the number 5 came up. And when it did, the man 2 seats down started to jump up. And he said, I got $15 on the 5. And then he looked at his screen and nothing happened. He wasn't, you know, awarded any payment. Now, of course, 35 to 1, $15, that's a heck of a nice hit. Well, the dealer says to him, well, your terminal isn't for this roulette wheel. And he says, what are you talking about? I'm sitting right in front of you. And he started to scream for the manager, assistant manager. And one came and said, yeah, I can see you played a 5. And he pushed the screen again. He said, there's the number that hit. He said, no, it didn't. The 5 hit. He goes, no, that's not for this roulette wheel. But there was no way to determine that I could see. I would have thought that was the roulette wheel, too. Here, the roulette wheel was behind him, maybe 10 yards away in another circle. It just made no sense. And it got heated. You know, he was screaming, this was my roulette wheel. This was my win. You owe me the money. And they took that dealer out of there. They brought back a guy who looked like he played for the Ravens. And everybody who came to talk got bigger and bigger. I thought, geez, they're just trying to intimidate this guy. And then I said, look, I'm going to cash out because they had locked up all our terminals. And then other people beside me started saying, hey, we want to cash out. We want to cash out. And my wife, Janie, walked up and she said, what's going on? I said, I can't cash out. And she said, hers, what do you mean you can't cash out? So there was so much complaining. They said, okay, we're going to freeze this for everything but cashing out. So we cashed out. And I don't know how it was resolved. But clearly, there's issues with this kind of technology. I mean, there has to be signage.
Well, you have to make sure you're clear on exactly where your bet is. Is it, you know, on which roulette wheel, or is it even on roulette? Is it in the craps area? You have to make sure you know how to operate these devices.
Yeah, see, on a screen, you can pick the game you want. You can pick craps, you can pick roulette, you can pick blackjack. So, you know, he made the assumption, this man that was upset about his bet that wasn't being paid, that the wheel right in front of him was the wheel that he was playing, but it wasn't.
Yeah, and it was right there. I saw it, too. I thought it belonged there. But as I said, you have to make sure you are aware of what's available to you, where your bet is, even if you have to clear it, you know, wait and clear it with the dealers that are assisting.
Now, one of the explanations for, you know, the regular crap tables having $50 minimum, $25 minimum, is that, you know, it takes a crew to run a craps table. You know, you have the box man, you have two dealers, and you have a stick man. So it takes four people. And this Interlock or some other company, dealer-assisted electronic games, it takes one person. It takes the dealer at the roulette, the stick lady at the craps table, and one blackjack dealer. And you could see why the table minimum would be much lower, because they don't need much of a crew. And you literally could have, what, there's 100 seats or so. You could have,
oh, yeah,
you could have 50 people playing blackjack. You could have 25 people playing craps. And unfortunately, it's based on the same game, but it's really not the same game, particularly if you're a dice setter. So unfortunately, this might be the wave of the future, but it's also confusing for people the first time they encounter.
I think maybe the setup should be a little different, so that you know, like, you are specifically in the roulette area. It shouldn't be mixed right there beside the craps.
It is. Okay, so despite that confusion, we still had a good time.
Well, I found a poker machine at the one bar that was a 9-6. And then I tried to get a Bud Light beer, and I was told, the bartender told me they were out of it. So I said, well, what else do you have? And I didn't know any of the brands that she listed. So she said, well, would you like a sample? So I said, oh, you can do that. She said, yeah, I can. So she gave me a sample, which wasn't a bad size, but I've never had that happen to me before, and I appreciated it.
And I could see when I went to the bar with you that they were out of a lot of beers, not just because of the crowd. The place was packed.
Oh, yeah, I think maybe that's why she did it. And, you know, I don't know how that works with all the... There was another bar right on the other side of it, so I don't know how exactly that works. But
now, the other thing was that the tables with the high minimums, it wasn't true for video poker, was it?
Oh, no, you can play... You know, I usually play the quarter machines and I play max, but you could play just a quarter if you wanted to.
Yeah, I was happy to see that.
Yeah, that didn't seem to be a problem. They had a wide variety of poker games, and I found the one with 9-6, and I'm there may have been a couple other ones. Now, what I also found out, that there's a smoking area that's called the Gaming Smoking Patio of the Orchard, and it looked very nice. We looked into it. We didn't go out on it or to play out there. It's a somewhat open air, semi-open air area.
So you could smoke and you can gamble.
Right. It has. It looked like it had a lot of slots. Not nearly, you know, what you would want, because they're not going to be able to put that many out there. But they have a few table games there, too. But I just thought that was interesting that they had that. What I also found out was they have what is called Tito. You can take... You can be playing slots in the casino, and then you can go in there and you can put your tickets into the machine there, and they'll get out, you'll get the chips there. You don't have to go to the cashier to change your tickets for chips.
I thought that was pretty amazing, and that's technology that probably should be common. You know, you're playing craps and you have these chips and you have to go cash them in, or you're playing slot machines and you have a ticket and you got to cash it in to get the cash to play craps, and this machine will give you the chips or give you the cash. It's just awesome.
It's called Tito. ticket in, ticket out. And I mean, other casinos may have it, but as many as we've been in, and even through Las Vegas, I haven't been aware of that, or no one pointed that out to me or told me about it yet.
Another thing I'd like to bring up about Maryland Live, and it's a pattern that the Cordish family, the owners, are using, and that is Maryland Live is adjacent to the Arundel Mills Mall, which is the biggest mall in Maryland. They use the same principle on a much smaller scale in western Pennsylvania. Could you explain what the Cordish family did here?
Well, they did the same thing. They went to the Westmoreland Mall, and that was going downhill. Sears closed, Penny's closed, a lot of small shops in there closed, like so many malls across America are doing. And there was a department store there that they bought and closed, and then they built the put the casino in that building, and then they built an archway to connect the two, the casino and the mall, so that you can walk out the front door and go right into the other, just like at Maryland Live. Now, what they did screw up at first was they called it Pittsburgh Live. And so everybody thought it was in Pittsburgh, but it wasn't. It's in a town called Greensburg.
Yeah, which is about 35 miles from Pittsburgh.
Right, from Pittsburgh. So they did change it, and now the people at the casino in Maryland told us they're calling it Live Westmoreland County.
Yeah, it's...
Or Westmoreland Mall.
Yeah, whoever knows. They keep changing the name, but it's...
Well, yeah, the name's been changed several times.
Well, whatever name they pick... It's live.
Right, it's live, but I will say that since they've moved in there, and since they've been there just about a year, a little over a year, they opened Thanksgiving weekend last year, the mall's picked up. There have been new businesses that have gone into the mall, and the mall people are very happy about that. Sales are up. There's more people there, obviously. So it's a formula that's worked for them.
So just to go back to our title, you know, Maryland Live, it's new again. And it's new again because of the technology. And there's one other thing they're doing that I think we have to mention. You know, some casinos have decent food courts and a few nice restaurants.
Oh, yes.
Maryland Live, well, Janie will tell you, it's the food's unbelievable.
It has the best as far as food that you could want. There's eight... restaurants, and that's just in the casino. And then there's a couple little offshoots where there's a couple like coffee shops that are separate from that. But that's not in the mall, where they also have some good restaurants in the mall, too. They have in the casino, they have Bobby Flay's Burger Place, they have the Cheesecake Factory, they have Morty's Deli, which is a New York style deli. They have a noodle place called Luke Fu, and then they have Luke Fu 8, which is a sushi affiliate to that restaurant. And I know we've gone there, and we've had to stand in line. We've had to wait a while because they're so busy usually, and that was on an off day. They have a restaurant called the Prime Rib. They have David's Restaurant, Lucky's Coffee Shop, the Orchard Kitchen. So you have such a wide variety. You can't go wrong there.
Okay. Well, the only thing we can do from this point is if you live in the eastern part of the country, find a reason to go to Maryland Live at Arundel Mills Mall. The casino is adjacent to the mall, and you'll find an incredible casino outside of Vegas. Janie, one last thing. How would you compare Maryland Live with the strip casinos that where we normally stay?
Well, I mean, the casinos, just like the ones in Vegas, it's that large, it's that exciting, it's that much fun.
I thought it was busier.
Well, it is busier because there's no other competition around it. We haven't stayed. It's not what you would consider like a resort-type casino, where a Caesar's Palace, where you have a lot of grounds available, too. And I don't even know, as I said, we didn't get to go in and explore the hotel at all or even talk to people in the lobby. So I don't even know if they have a pool. Probably they do. Indoor pool, maybe. I'm not sure. But you'll like the mall, too. It's huge. It's very nice.
Okay. Well, a little short break, and we'll be coming back for our second segment. So as many of you know, I'm a sports bettor, and what I do, I'm transparent. This is Coach Fab talking. I put my picks on our Facebook group, Casinos USA, written as two words, our Facebook group. Take a look, and I follow up that by not deleting any pages, but also saying whether this bet was a win or a loss. You know, I had a good Sunday, winning 3 out of 4. I had a great Saturday doing the same thing on college, but it's just for entertainment purposes only. But one of the things I said on Twitter that I would mention, talk about, is the Pats, the Boston Patriots. All right, so you know, the Patriots lost to the Buccaneers in week 4, and they fell to 1-3 at that time. And who would have thought that right now Vegas has them 16-1 for the Pats and the Buccaneers, the Bucks, to meet in this year's Super Bowl 2022. Oh my. They're both on win streaks. The Patriots have a 6-game win streak, and I think after last night's close one, the Buccaneers, I think, are now on a 4-game win streak, and they came from behind against the Colts to win that game on Sunday. So if you wanted to bet on the Super Bowl, who would be on the Super Bowl, who would meet in the Super Bowl, the Vegas already has it ready to go for you. It's 16-1. It'll be the Buccaneers against the Patriots. And they favor the Buccaneers on a neutral field by 1 point. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I can see it. And let's give a hats off to Bill Belichick. Don't start screaming, right? Whether you hate him or not, he's done a great, great job with a rookie quarterback and filling up some of the weaknesses on the team. And they're playing like they belong in the Super Bowl right now. So in this segment, I want to end it by telling you that think about it, make that bet, throw $5 on it, 16-1, you know, what the hell? The Buccaneers and the Pats meet in the Super Bowl, and you heard it here first. Okay. All right, we'll be right back for Crabs Talk.
3, 2, 1.
I know 95-96% of craps players never, ever, under any circumstance, play from the don'ts. But I'm going to tell you, I've been starting from the don'ts recently, last several weeks, and I've enjoyed it. I don't stay on it when the table turns and there's a streak going. You know. And again, it's sort of a judgment call that you make. I'll start to place numbers, or I'll go back to the pass line and just start playing it when there's a hot shooter. But I still suggest, you know, maintain that playing craps from the pass line only, you know, from the right side only, is like playing the piano with one hand. There are times, absolutely, that if you're not going to go to the dome pass line, then you have to walk away because the table's that cold. Also, if you're going to play craps a long time, here's one advantage. I mean, in one situation, you know, now you've driven to the casino with friends or with a spouse, and you know the plan is to stay 3 hours. Well, if you're going to just play from the pass line for 3 hours, you better have one hell of a bankroll. And here's an example. When I play from the don'ts, I normally don't make an odds bet with it. I do if it's been an exceptionally cold table. And because the reason I don't like to do it is because you have to bet more to win less, you know. If it's a 6 or an 8, you have to bet 6 to win 5. You know, if it's a 5 or a 9, you have to bet 3 units to win 2. And if it's a 4 or 10, you have to bet 2 units to win 1. So, you know, the odds might be in your favor because 4 and 10s are harder to make than 7s, that's for sure. But I usually just stay on the dumb pass. So what I tend to do is either go $15 dumb pass or a $20 dumb pass and hedge it with hop the red, 6. If you want to be really safe, you know, you can go with an $8 hedge. You can put 6 on the reds, a dollar on the 12 and a $2 on the yo, you know. And, you know, so if I was going to do that, I'd put $25 on a dome pass. So, but you can do it that way, you know, if you're so afraid of that come out 7 or even an occasional 11, a yo. So that's what I do. And if, you know, if you think about it, okay, so I have $20 on the dome pass, $6 on Hop the Reds, and I'm not going to make any more bets. And, you know, I know if I was playing the pass line, I would quickly have, you know, odds behind the pass line, obviously, if I was playing from the pass line, and I would probably make a comeback or a place to 6 and 8 and go from there. So I'd have much more money involved. And that's why I'm saying, if you're going to be at the craps table a long time, sometimes the don't pass line is where to go, because you can play for much less money. You know, you can just sit there and relax. and you know, there are people who play from the dome pass, and if it's a 6 or 8, they'll lift it, because you can do that, you know, if you want to, or just use it as a hedge and place numbers from the dome. But I'm telling you, try the dome pass. And the last several times I've played from the dome pass, you know, and that's at Rocky Gap, at the Meadows, and most recently at Maryland Live, and an inner block machine, because the table minimums were $50, and there was one or two $25 tables. Wow, this was Black Friday. Maybe that was just increased because of that. And the inner block dealer assisted, because there was a craps table where dice were thrown, and you were playing, you know, on interblock screens. I was playing either $15 from the don'ts or $20 from the don'ts with a $6 hedge bet on the 7s on the come out roll. So that's what I was doing, and I enjoyed it. And in all the cases I'm talking about, I did go to the pass line for a shooter who got hot. And in all the last 4 times I went out to play craps this way, I came home with money. It wasn't a lot of money, but, you know, take it or leave it, I'll take a little bit of money to come home with, you know. So I'm going to try to sell you the idea of playing from the don't pass line when you're at a casino and you know it's going to be a 3-hour thing and you want to play craps. So start from the don'ts, and if the table turns and gets hot, then hey, join the parade. It's not that hard to do. And remember, you can lift the don'ts. Mathematically, would be a bad thing to do, because the don'ts have a little bit of an edge over any number, you know. And the reason for that, there's more ways to make a 7 than there are to make a 6 or an 8, a 5 or a 9 or a 4 or a 10. So there's a slight edge, you know, with the don't pass. Obviously, you have an advantage once the point is established. Mm-hmm. It's the come out roll you have to worry about, and if this bothers you that much, then you can hedge it the way I explained. Okay, well, that brings us to the conclusion of our 123rd podcast. Come on. And, you know, we've crossed over to 10,000 listeners a day. And to be truthful, we're not always there. But still, we are there. And that's pretty amazing for us, because, you know, we just had, you know, a little over a dozen on our first podcast, you know, 5 years ago. So we want to thank all of our listeners, and we want to welcome our new listeners. And certainly you can join our Facebook group, Casinos USA, written as 2 words. Always feel welcome to call the show, give you 5 minutes to talk about your issues, your comments, your trip reports, your tips on gambling, whatever. As long as you're not selling something, we'll try to get you on the air. And that's 1-724-519-4556. 1-724-519-4556. And this comes out, this podcast is the first week of December, and we'll try to get one more published before Christmas, the way we're looking right now. All right, Casinos USA, we promise, is still that place where every day is Saturday. Thanks. See you in a couple weeks.